fourth down, we always talk about parenting right here. We're going to get into one topic that interests me. All right, because we've been watching a lot of things. We saw Derrick Rose bring PJ to the press conference, and we've seen Riley Curry become a star. She's probably have
so cute.
She's gonna have commercials in like 2 weeks. I'm sure they're calling her right now for casting call. Like, can you bring her? But your thoughts on bringing your children and children showing up at press conferences? Does it affect the workplace? And as a parent, for me, I know as a dad, I clap my hands every time I see it, because I always tell my daughter, you can go anywhere with me. If you want to go, if I'm walking out the door and you say, I want to go, let's go.
Yeah, I think that's totally acceptable, number one. Number two, those kids don't get to see him all day long, and that's probably the last 45 minutes they get before they go to sleep.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's his daughter, and he has every right to have her in his arm all day long, except for maybe when he's playing basketball. I understand that's part of his work duties, quote unquote, and yeah, it kind of distracts the writers, and it lengthens out the press conference. The one thing I will say is that if my kid is sitting on my lap, you're not going to become kind of the show. Like, I have nieces that are her age, and they know better because my sisters don't play. So I would just say, like, be yourself. You can be cute. Don't. This is important.
Riley's,
you know,
a little
we'll play
bit over
right
the top
after that.
For you, Brooke.
She knows she's on camera, and I can't help but, like, I want to just steal her and,
Riley,
you know,
Curry is a
ham. Drive across country and just, yeah, Instagram her all the time. But yeah, she's a little bit of a ham. So, but that's Steph too. Like, he's so cute. You can't help but love it.
You know, my thing with that is definitely, like, Riley Curry gets a little out of control, and, you know, Steph can't really rein her in and do what he's supposed to do at the same time. So, I mean, I, you know, to that end, like, I get, like, I see kids, like, acting up, and I just cringe because I know mine will never do that. But, you know, those are not my kids. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with some guy bringing his kid up there to the press conference. I mean, look, this is Steph Curry, NBA MVP. He's at his home arena. He can bring his daughter wherever he want, man. That's how I feel
bring
about it.
Bring his dog out if
he
wants.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
none of us care.
I mean, and
we might see that next.
Right. I mean,
we
and I've said this.
We might see that.
I've said this, and I firmly believe it. If you allow a toddler to cause you to miss a deadline, you pretty much suck at your job anyway.
And you can't get enough out of what you need anyways. If she's going on and on and on, just write what you have there.
I mean, what do you get from a presser anyway? I mean, it's not. I mean,
do
95%
really go
of
that
the,
deep into it?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you go into a presser, 95% of your column is written anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can file you can file it without those post game.
Safe to say, PJ was a lot more professional.
Oh, PJ is super chill, man.
Super chill.
PJ is super chill, but I mean, PJ is different than Riley Curry. You know, and Riley Curry is probably the most animated child I've ever seen. You know, with an NBA parent, you know, coming up to a podium, but Ron Artest brought, like, all the Queensbridge with him when they won the championship. Nobody said
anything.
So whatever.